Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
That's Sir Elton bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach. Writing a book with Wally.com is his website. I encourage you to check him out. He's helping a lot of people get their books out of them and into print and into your hands. Wally has recommended 3 books that we're talking about during this visit, and it's very not the least bit surprised that he would be so classy as to recommend other people's books. He has no stake in these books. He has no connections really to these authors. He just thought they were 3 good books that he wanted to pass along. So Wally, classy thing to do. Not the least bit surprised that you'd be doing it.
Oh my! I want to cry.
Yeah, we know better than that. We know you.
Yeah, we do.
So the coaching habit: say less, ask more, and change the world you lead forever. That's the 3rd by Michael Bungay Stainer.
It's Bungay Stainer.
Michael Bungay Stainer, almost as bad as Blasingame.
Almost.
That's 3 words, by the way, 3 names. Okay, so the coaching habit. Tell us about it.
Well, I think the key to this is that if you've been reading business books for the last 8-10 years.
All my life.
For the last 8-10 years, mm-hmm. One of the things you've noticed is there's been more and more about the changing role of the manager. However, we want to describe that.
Right.
And one of the things is more coaching and less directing.
Right.
So most of us have got something on the shelf about coaching. We've got the managers as mentors, that Chip Bell and Marshall Goldsmith.
Right.
For example. This can replace them, but if you've already got a book on your shelf, this is a great addition because it boils it all down to a limited number of questions, 7 actually, that you can ask. And it takes you through asking them how to ask them, best way to do it, and so forth. It's a nice short little book. I mean, you know, it's kind of like you look at some of these and you think, oh, man. You know, was the idea to get as many words in this as you can?
Mm-hmm.
This is not that kind of book. When I interviewed the author, one of the things he said that I love is that he saw his objective as writing the shortest possible helpful book that covered the material.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like,
he's right,
like my buddy Jim here, and you're busy, this is a good book. It's also a book you can pick up and dip into, which I love.
Right.
By the way.
Well, in the world of Twitter, that's not a bad idea.
No, it's not. It's not a bad idea. But it's what I see with a lot of the readers that I interview, because I do that for my writing practice, is that they're in situations where a lot of times they don't read books from cover to cover anymore. So the most valuable books are the ones you can read cover to cover and, you know, maybe can get the whole arc of things.
Mm-hmm.
But which, if you've got a problem, you say, I got somebody I got to talk to about this. You can dip into
you
the book, find the answer,
chapter,
and go use
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about all of these books that I'm talking about today, the Coaching Habit, or Winning Well, or Negotiating the Impossible, is that you can dip into any one of them. If you've got a problem, you can hit the index or the table of contents, find something helpful on that, and go use it. I recommend reading them all the way through. The strength of this book really is the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, this is a very colorful author. I mean, he writes in a way that is very interesting.
Entertaining. Well, you know, I like what you're saying. You said earlier about how the role of managers have changed. And back in 97 or 98, I started talking about the difference between the leader as a partner and partnership leadership, more partnering managing,
mm-hmm.
rather than dictating. That I could see back in those days that people you know, we're not going to allow you to dictate to them anymore. They were going to, they wanted you to lead them. And
it's kind of the management version of the age of the customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people are smarter than they used to be. They're not going to, and now the millennial generation has put that on steroids. I can tell you that for sure. Hey, Wally, thanks again for doing this. Let's do this again. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of like it because
I think we're onto something. I like the way this goes, and I don't know anybody I'd rather do it with than you.
Well, good, because God knows there's no other radio show for me but yours.
I get that. I can see that. Writing a book with Wally, ladies and gentlemen. We've been good friends a long time. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.